Right, we're starting at the two dots, the bottom of the tet, on the bed. So there's a machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. What's considered nidre inui nefesh? And what qualifies to be considered inui nefesh versus what is beino ubeina, which are considered endowments between husband and wife, both of which he has the right to be made there, but we saw yesterday that their hafara has different implications. As by inu nefesh, the hafara is a permanent hafara, and an hafara that extends beyond their marriage. The hafara for beino lebeina is a temporary suspension until such time as that she would possibly marry someone else, and then it would come back into effect, and that it would not be a permanent hafara.
So, that's not the maskana. The maskana is that it's permanent but split.
Right, at the time that she marries someone else. So it's not permanent because it's... Gemara just modifies when it's considered permanent and not permanent. It says, right? It says that it's permanent when it comes to himself, whereas it's not permanent when it comes to someone else. Okay. So now, Rabbi Yossi said in our Mishnah, Ein elu nidre inui nefesh. These are not the nedarim of inui nefesh. And what is considered inui nefesh? When she says, konim perut olam malai, right, where the chachamim has said the inui nefesh is im erchatz, im lo erchatz, im et kashet, im lo et kashet. And the chachamim mentioned about washing and putting on makeup or getting dressed. God bless you. And the Rabbi Yossi mentioned about eating fruits. So I want to know, what's the form of the neder over here? Ilema da amra, possibly that she said, konim perut olam alai im erchatz, right, that she restricts on herself all the perut olam im erchatz if she washes. Lama la hafara. Why should it be able to be made for that? Lots or cuts. Better not wash. Below the tatsu and perut olam. Right, so then we can solve the problem. She doesn't have to have a hafara. Let her not wash, and then she won't have any problem with the perut olam. So you'll say to me, number one, well, isn't rechitza inui nefesh, right? Isn't washing inui nefesh? Therefore, what are you going to say to her? Don't wash, and therefore she won't become us or be perut olam. That seems to be what Rabbi Yossi said, right? Rabbi Yossi argued on the position of the chachamim, who said rechitza and kshita were inui nefesh, and he said only when perut olam were considered inui nefesh. So the fact that he discards Rechitza as being inui nefesh means that he's not worried about her not washing herself.
So this is a discussion now in Rabbi Yossi?
Yeah, because he's the one who mentions Peros Ha'olam, right? So here it says that Rabbi Yossi says, how do we have Rabbi Yossi formulate the point, or has it formulated according to Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara says, right, that Peros Pekon and Peros Olam Alayim are chatz. So Olam Alayim are chatz. So Olam Alayim are not wash yourselves. Well, that's when paid to olam alam, and she will not then be restricted paid to olam. But oh, b'halei Rabbi Yossi ain't elu nidre inu nefesh. Well, if that's the case, then why does Rabbi Yossi say these are not inu nefesh? Dilma, rachatsa b'tashu paid to olam alam. According to Rabbi Yossi, right? If she eats or she restricts herself in payrolls for the forever, that is considered inu nefesh. So there's a possibility here that she could wash herself, and she will trigger the nether. If she washes herself and triggers the nether, then the perut olam would be restricted on her. So how can Rabbi Yossi make a blanket statement that this type of nether is not considered a nether of inui nefesh? Ella, right? What it must be? The ka'amra. She says, "Konim panat." Rechitza alai. So I'm sorry, it's the U.S. Like, whose statement is it? This is referring to the whole Mishnah. This is, what is the argument of Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim about? Right, so that's the, if you say the case is that she says, oh, the perut olam will be restricted on me if I wash, and therefore she won't be able to wash, so the perut olam are not restricted on her. Right? So the Gemara says, well, lotz rechatz, let her not wash, because if we're worried about peiros ha'olam, let her not wash. And then the question is, then what is Rabbi Yossi saying? That's not eating nefesh. Rabbi Yossi says, when you're not allowed to eat all the peiros ha'olam, that is considered eating nefesh. So why should it be that, right, why should it be that according to Rabbi Yossi, this is okay? I wrote the Amra. It's a case where she said, konein hanat v'chitz alai, I restrict myself in washing, la'olam im erchatz, if I do wash. So if she does wash herself, then she will then forever be restricted in washing. Shema ki mei for la. What? Because then, that's why he has the ability to be made for her wife. Hey, can tell me, what are the possibilities? Tirchatz. If she washes herself, mitasha hanat v'chitz ala, then she will be restricted from washing herself forever. That won't work. Lo tirchatz, if she won't wash herself, isla nivula. Excuse me, then she'll become disgusting. Rabbi Yossi Sabar, Rabbi Yossi please, Efsar to Lo Raksa, Lo Nivul Lo Kashinam. Let her not wash herself, and that's not, we don't worry about Nivul, or we don't consider that Nivul, according to Rabbi Yossi. I said, Yahi, Litne Hachi. Then if that's the case, Rabbi Yossi's position in the Mishnah should have been, Yossi Omer, it's Naize, Inui Nefesh. This condition does not have Inui Nefesh in it, because she didn't say, I'm restricted in washing myself. She said that if I wash myself, and then I will be restricted in washing. So why does Rabbi Yossi say this is not Inui Nefesh? He'd say this condition is not Inui Nefesh. Ella, what's the solution? The Amra Hanat Rechitza Elai Bi Olam. She says directly that the benefit of Rechitza is restricting me for Erchatz Hayom. If I wash myself today, Rabbi Yossi Yisavar, Nibul Dechadyoma, Loshnei Nibul. And Rabbi Yossi argues that not washing herself for one day is not enough of a reason.
Right, one day.
Her lack of washing for one day will be sufficient to be considered an evil, and therefore she'll have to wash, or she will wash. When she does wash, she'll then trigger the neder, which will then restrict her from washing forever. And if that's the case, that is already considered an nefesh, and I'm allow him to be made for the nether, which Rabbi Yossi does not. So that's the conclusion of the Gemara right now, up to now, about how to establish the case in the Mishnah and what exactly Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim are arguing about. Alright, so just quickly before we continue in the Gemara, we want to just point out a couple of interesting things. Remember earlier in the Gemara in the Dorim, in Daf Yud Aleph in the Dorim, we had a machlokas over there between Rabbi Yehuda and what's the other tzad? Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Nachman. About whether people are careful about their tznai. When people make nedarim, everybody agrees when you make a neder, people are careful not to violate the neder. The question is, when a person makes a neder and then has a tznai afterwards, so he said, the person says that today they will not wash themselves, if tomorrow they wash themselves. So what happens if they go ahead and wash themselves today, which isn't a problem, but then they have to be careful not to wash themselves tomorrow. So we had a machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Nachman whether people are careful about violating a tznai. Over there, we said that Rabbi Yehuda believes that people are not careful about violating the tznai. So the question is, why in our Gemara here, the Gemara gave two cases where there was a condition and then a neder. So why don't we say that the person will not be careful in their condition? Meaning that Gemara says over here, she says, I will not wash myself, and if I do wash myself, then I will not be able to eat any of the peiros ha'olam. So why do we say to her, don't wash yourself, and then there won't be a problem? Why is the person here, you're asking a person to be careful about their tznai, about their condition? How come Rabbi Yehuda Merab does not argue over here? Why do they not disagree with this position of the Gemara? So the Ran differentiates, I think it's somewhat obvious, but the Ran differentiates between the case there and the case here, right? Exactly. That, as he's pointing out, that they're flipped around. Over here, the tznai precedes the neder. The neder is not chal until the time that the tznai is triggered. So we're not worried about a person keeping the tznai or not keeping the tznai, because even if they don't keep the tznai, right, then they will only trigger the neder prospectively, meaning that only from this point forward will the neder be chal or take effect. Whereas in the cases in Daf Yudalit, right, the neder was already in effect, and by violating the Tanai, they're already violating the neder, which already would be in effect from in the past, meaning that it would be in effect from the time that they took the neder.
In this case, you have a double buffer. You don't have to...
Right.
You know, you
don't have to violate the Tanai. Even if you violate the Tanai, then you can keep the neder, right? So you're right. Exactly. That's what the that's exactly what the Ryan suggests, that's a difference between here and the Gemara back then. Alright, then the other issue is we won't get involved. One issue is about a Gemara further on. There's the Gemara or a Mishnah later on in this parak that has a machlokus between Rabbi Natan and the Chachamim about whether the husband is able to meet for a neder that's not taken effect yet. Meaning that the right here, the neder is in effect in the sense that you have the neder, you have a tnai, and then you have a neder. It says, if I will wash, then there will be this neder. Which means that the neder is not effective in the sense that the chalos and neder hasn't taken place. You say it, the neder. The chalos and neder is not until you trigger it through the tnai. Then the husband's going to go ahead and be mefer the nether now, even though the nether is not in effect. And so she says, if I wash myself today, then I will be restricted from washing myself forever. So now we're standing in front of here. Is she restricted in washing? No. As of today, as of this moment, she's not restricted from washing.
What did we say a few days ago? Can a husband mefer another person's nadarim that never came out? No, he can't. He can only mefer his own future nadarim. But is this considered lubaliyolim or not? That's the question, I'm right?
Right, that's my focus coming in Rabbi Natan, right, in the Mishnah coming up. I'm not, you know, whether there is a possibility. The Kamei could be made for her Nidorm that are not effective yet, and Rabbi Natan says no. So the Rishonim discuss here that our Gemara sounds like it's going according to the Kamei and not according to Rabbi Natan, because here you see that he's being made for Nidorm that are not effective yet, right?
How do we pass it?
I assume like the Chachamim, but the question is why is the Gemara not mentioned? This is the local our Gemara is not like Rabbi Natan. The fact that the Gemara does not address that, strange, because it seems so obvious that the Gemara is going like the Chachamim and not like Rabbi Natan. So he points out, if you look in the Ron, this is a good one, just to see quickly. He asks the question according to Rabbeinu Yonah. He says over here, now if you look in the, not the widest lines, but the wide lines in the Ron, 2, 4, 5 lines down, the word starts with Yishlomar. That line starts with Yishlomar. Yishlomar, Dehin Al Chanami, the Tana Demas Disin Karabonans Relay. The altar of our Mishnah holds like the Rabbanan, right? That. Elomihu, ki amri rabbanan de mefer. When the rabbanan say you could be mefer neder, apapishlo chal han neder, even though the neder is not taking effect. Ani mileheka she e efshar la lehinatzel. It's only in a case where it's impossible for her to get out of the possibility of ending up in a inoinyakash. Afilu ki mizdahara betana, even if she is careful about the condition, meaning that the keeping of her tonight to prevent the neder from taking effect in and of itself is a problem of inui nefesh or beino lemeina. Our cases over here are a case where if she keeps the tonight not to wash, right, then she will not trigger the neder that she's not able to wash from this point onward. But her keeping of that tonight, of that condition, in and of itself is inui nefesh or beino lemeina. And so that's when the Chachamim say you are permitted to go ahead and be made for the nether. Whereas, in a case where the Tanai itself is not a problem of Inui Nefesh, then we would not say that he can be made for the Nidorim that will take place in the future.
So it's almost like an implied secondary Tanai. The implied secondary nether. The Tanai becomes a low grade.
Or an extension of the
Inui Nefesh, right? Right. The Inui Nefesh applies even to the Tanai, right? So therefore, we allow him to be made for the nether because otherwise the Tanai is going to cause the Inui Nefesh and Bein Lebeina. So it's an expanded view of what's considered Inui Nefesh or Bein Lebeina, right? Exactly. This is it. Kagon, all right, we'll just read this with Kagon. This is the case that's in the Mishnah later on. The Tula Nimin Yehudim. that I will not be part of the Jews in Misham Stov. If she services him, she ain't calling that tell me the Varim Shabina Lubina. By that, by definition, then she can't service him, she can't do anything for her husband. Or she conditions her nether on something that she has to violate, that I will not give you any benefit. If I will do anything for your father, or for my father, or your father, that's too hard for her to keep, to do what they ask. But if she conditions her nether not in something that's inyan nefesh and not in something that's between her and him, like washing, like we assumed in the beginning of our Gemara, but we started out today that there's no inyan nefesh and not washing, even according to the Chachamim, you would not be allowed to be mayfair in that condition, in that situation.
But here we see that they can.
No, that was the case over here that the Gemara asked.
Yeah.
She says, I will not wash, and there, if I wash, I will become restricted in all the peros ha'olam.
So
the Gemara over there said, don't wash. What do you mean, don't wash? That's something that in the future will be a inui nefesh, meaning that the possibility is that she will trigger the neder. And therefore, she will be restricting all peros ha'olam, which everybody agrees is either beno gvena or inui nefesh. So why can't the husband be made to the nether, even though it's not been triggered yet? So that's what the Ran says. The Ran says that at that point in the Gemara assumed that rechitza was not inui nefesh. And therefore, when they said to her, keep the tnai, don't wash and keep the tnai, that was not an unreasonable request of her, because it wasn't inui nefesh, it wasn't beno gvena, it was something she could keep. Right, that it is nibul, right? So since it's nibul, then there's a problem for her to keep it, and it possibly, even if she doesn't wash for one day, it would be nibul. That's the machokas of the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi. How long does one not have to wash in order to be considered nibul? Which is, it seems pretty forward, because in their day, right, washing was not an everyday experience, right? They went to the bathroom once a week.
About when they say washing.
Right, so that's a good question. Right, that was done once a week, maybe, you know, it wasn't something that was every day. Right. So it's not clear what it means, Rechitza here, but it's pretty forward-looking. And even Rabbi Yossi today, I wonder if Rabbi Yossi would have a different view of Nibul, like not Rechitza for one day. Right, you'd have a borderline.
Because it's so much more common to
wash every day, or to shower regularly, to, you know, I mean, that we would consider it unreasonable not to wash for a whole week.
Right? Yeah, that would even be. Yeah, in Ksuvus for Rabbi Gamliel and the Pesach Patuach, Lo Matzi B'Suv, Rabbi Gamliel, I think it was one of the Rabbi Gamliel said, you know, wash, like he told them to go and take baths, and, you know, apparently people were walking around pretty dirty back then.
Right, it was not. Even the status, meaning the Gemara in Brachos talks about Rabbi Gamliel also about that he was an Istinus, and therefore he would bathe even though he was an Avel. He used to wash himself even though he was an Avel because he was an Istinus. But the implication was if someone wasn't an Istinus, they were not washing. Meaning that they, right, and we would consider it really strange for Avelus not to wash at all, and not to by Tisha B'Av the 9 days. Right, that we have today all these things where we take cold showers, a warm shower, that wash ourselves, that we don't dare. They would not. They didn't. It's really outlandish to not wash for those entire 9 days. Right, that's a sociological phenomenon here. With the Gemara itself, we see that two principles that we've learned.
They must have spread less in those days.
Right. So the two things that we saw from the Gemara, one is that it's not unreasonable, or we do not worry about somebody violating a tnai when the tnai is prior to the nether. And again, where the nether will only be chal, take effect after the tnai is triggered, then we don't have Rabbi Yehuda's chash that people don't worry about their tnai, because we only worry about the people violating their tnai when the nether is already in effect, and it will be a problem for them. I mean, the nether is already in place, and then violating the tnai will trigger a nether that causes you to violate the nether. Whereas here, the tnai only starts from the nether going, and therefore we don't worry about you violating the tnai in that case.
It's a bit different than the nether itself without a tnai.
Right. If you say it'll be only in the future, right? We don't. Now, the second thing we pointed out here is that the Chacham, this is from later on, are you allowed to be making a neder that's not in effect yet, which is what basically our Gemara is coming up with. Where it comes up here that the woman is making a tnai, a condition that will trigger a neder of inui nefesh. So that, the Ran says, the Chachamim and Rabbi Nathan disagree, but the Chachamim only disagree with Rabbi Nathan when the tnai itself is either unreasonable or is Inui Nefesh and Beinu Levei not. I mean, the Tanai itself must have some form of Inui Nefesh in order for him to be made from the net in the future. Whereas if the Tanai is reasonable and not Inui Nefesh for it to keep, then the Chachamim would also agree you cannot be made from a nether in the future. Okay, and then the last thing that we will discuss here is what turns out to be a machlokas rishonim. The Ran and Tosfos all discuss it here is what is Rabbi Yossi's position in not washing. Right here, the Gemara concludes that the machlokas being Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim is that you do not wash for a day, that is not considered nevel according to Rabbi Yossi. Implied, or the implication from that is that Rabbi Yossi would say what? That if it was washing for many days, that it is an evil, and that would not be acceptable, according to Rabbi Yossi. All the Rishonim say here now, that Rabbi Yossi agrees that even if you do not wash for a number of days, that is not considered an evil, that it's not a problem. Why does the example that we came up with an evil for one day?
Just go back one second. This idea that if there is a tnai, another that's not Inui Nefesh Tanai, that even the Chacham would agree that the husband cannot be made for it, you know, because there's no chalas of the nether yet until the Tanai triggers it. But if the husband has the limitation of Yom Shana, as if he hears it, and by the time, let's say, the Tanai triggers it, it's more than 24 hours after he hears it, that he can no longer wait for it.
Right. I assume you'll have to say in these cases that that's not, maybe Yom Shamo is when the nether is triggered, right?
That's not Yom Shamo.
Well, the Shamo is, we have to look at what Shamo means, right? Shamo is not is the day that the nether, he hears the nether that's affected, not a day that he hears about a nether, right? That's what you have to say.
We also talked about Ishkitan last week, that extending the tokaf of the Koah HaFar, so here, from her side,
But we
brought up the possibility of the extension of the tokaf, but here she's basically stretching the existence of her nether over a course of time. You know, she's extending the...
Right, but the Torah doesn't say anything about the existence. The Torah says,
there is no nether today. There is no nether today. Because she has its condition that doesn't trigger the nether yet, so he hasn't heard about the nether yet. I mean... He's heard, but he hasn't heard about the nether. This nether is not affected. So.
Possible potential nether.
Right. Exactly.
So then the equivalent then would be hearing that, you know, she said that, you know, that her nether was contingent on her, you know, wearing a blue scarf. So once she wears a blue scarf,
I think you have to say that. Otherwise, your problem is you have a real issue.
Yeah, I guess it's okay because what we said hafara is really means that the neder is in effect until he's made for it.
Right.
Right. So it's okay. So he triggers it, and then until he's made for it, then the neder is in effect.
Right. All right. I think that's what you have to say here. All right, now, the last question is about Rabbi Yossi's position. So the Ran quotes a Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, right? And he quotes, it seems to be him quoting it differently than Tosfos in the Rush. They're quoting it, so I'll quote it in the... Let's read it. Let's see who's the easiest to read.
The biggest letters.
Right. Alright, maybe Tosfos is the easiest one to read. Right. It's in the Tosfos, it's the last Divrei HaMaskil in the Tosfos. Rabbi Yossi Nivel Chad Yom Alo Shmei Nivel. See that in the Tosfos?
Hey, he introduced your words before, a minute and a half ago.
Okay.
And it seems to say that just to strengthen the words of the Chachamim.
You want to say the reason they said Chad Yom is because the Chachamim even believe Nivel is Chad Yom, it's not relevant to Rabbi Yossi. Okay. That's not the answer given, but you could have said such a thing, right? But now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Nivel Chad Yom Lishmi Nivel Mashma Tenuyas Yom Echad Zul Abi Inu Nefesh Avnias Olam Havi Inu Nefesh, that forever would be Nefesh Lo Yitachein, that can't be possible. It's a Berakan Nevadir Mulchach Minet Rabbi Yossi Amri Rechitza Inba Inu Nefesh, period. To the Kaman Parich Mimilsa Dehafad Rabbi Yossi Amilsa Dekaman, Guf kulo. Lekoshkein de ika tsar. My parak. Amar Rabbi Yosi. Lo amar lebechitza yom echad. And so the Gemara, first of all, Rabbi Yosi explicitly says in Perek Amadir that Rechitza does not have inui nefesh. Number two is, further on, the Gemara here is going to ask a question on Rabbi Yosi from another position. Rabbi Yosi makes it sound like Rabbi Yosi makes a blanket statement of Rechitza not being inui nefesh. The Easter Garse, so here, there is another Gersa in our Gemara. Rabbi Yosi the Nivel lo chayish. That for Nivel, they're not choshesh, meaning that they run and they rush, and the Tosas have a different Gersa here, not the run, but the Tosas possibly have another Gersa, that Rabbi Yosi doesn't say chad yoma in Rabbi Yosi, it just says Nivel lo choshesh. It does not define the duration of time that he's not choshesh, but just says in general he's not choshesh.
Not even choshesh.
Right. Rabbi Yosi Nivel lo chayish, or Nivel of not rechitza, let's not say Nivel, but Nivel of not rechitza is not considered inui nefesh.
That's what he says here.
Right, I hear you. Well, that's not, I mean, it's not considered Nivel, so he's going, Tekim le lashas, the rechitza leke inui, the Rabbi Yosi klal. According to Rabbi Yosi, not washing is not considered inui. Tekam rein elu nidre inui nefesh, mashon shafilu tabor b'tnai, inui nefesh b'tub nedrezer klal. Even if she violates the tnai, there will be no inui nefesh, meaning that she's been required not to wash forever. That will not consider inui nefesh. But Rabbi Lezmi mitz goros. So the Rabbi Lezmi mitz changes the gears of Rabbi Yosi. Nivel de yome lo shmei nivel. He has the gears like we have, which right, the nivel de yome is lo shmei nivel. Klomar, ochash atan alaskir nivel de yome. It's a little different than what we have. We say nivel de chad yoma lo shmei nivel, which implies that one day not, others yes. The way the Rabbi Elazar Mitzvah's Girsu looks like is, he's just saying, what's relevant in our case here is Yom Echad. And that's what Rabbi Yosi's addressing. Not that that's Rabbi Yosi's opinion. Right? He's saying, Nivel de Yomei lo shmei Nivel. That one day is not considered Nivel. Not implying anything about more than one day. Right? Klomar, lo chashakan laskir Nivel de Yomei lekach lo amar in betznai yinu nefesh. En techirsh te dover pashu. Gdolo mizot mashmeinu en nele yecholiot shil yinu nefesh. This is not an yinu nefesh at all. So that's how the Rabbi Lezmi Mitz basically says that Rabbi Yosi really believes that it's not considered a Nivel. And not just for one day, Rabbi Yosi says Nivel the Yom Elosh Mei Nivel, and so too any type of Nivel is not considered Inui Nefesh.
The Gemara elsewhere was that Rabbi Yosi holds that it's only Rechitza
of Yom Echad. That's the other way around. The Gemara's everywhere else seem to indicate that Rabbi Yosi holds that Rechitza is never Inui Nefesh.
It's never.
Right, our Gemara here implies, it says Nivel Dechad Yom, and our Gemara implies the opposite. So generally it's the other way around. Okay, so that's how the Rabbi Lezer admits, or others deal with it. So if you look in the Ran now, if you look in the Ran, it's 2, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Five lines from the bottom of the Ran. But Teretz Harav Rabbi Lezer. The letter the Rabbi Yosi Arachitza, the Leolam Nami Polik, that we don't have Rabbi Yosi by Rechitza because he always argues. Vachi Kamin, Rabbi Yosi Sever Nivel to Chad Yoma. Five lines from the bottom in the Ran. Five lines from the bottom in the Ran. Teretz Harav Rabbi Eliezer.
Seven words in.
You got it? You good? All right, good. Teretz Harav Rabbi Eliezer, the letter the Rabbi Yosi Arachitza, the Leolam Nami Polik. Vachi Kamin, Rabbi Yosi, Nivel to Chad Yoma, Loshmi Nivel. That even, this is not considered Inui Nefesh. That's all our Tana didn't want to address the issue of one day, so our Tana made it a blanket statement that Ein Eilu Nidre Inui Nefesh. In our Mishnah, it says Ein Eilu Nidre Nefesh because that's the big point. Even though in our case here, it mentions the Chad Yoma, nevertheless, it's not restrictive to one day, but that just happens to be the issue at hand. And our Tana addresses it more generally than Idrei Nefesh. He says it goes better. Why? The Menibo de Chad Yom Apolik. The Rabbi Yosi does have, there's a difference between one day and multiple days. When it comes to one day, right, Rabbi Yosi believes that not only is not washing not Inui Nefesh, Not even an issue of Beino Leveina, meaning that he has no rights to be made for the nether for such an issue. Whereas when it comes to Rechitza Leolam, when it comes to Rechitza over a longer extended period, then it's not Inui Nefesh according to Rabbi Yosi, but nevertheless it will be an issue of Dvarim Shebeino Leveina. Rechitza Leolam Paul Daniel and Nidre Nefesh Mil Dvarim Shebeino Leveina Havion. So the Rabbeinu Yonah answers up that there is a relevance to one day. One day is significant in the sense that it's not in the nefesh and it's not being opening up. Whereas when we say everywhere else, that Rabbi Yossi holds that Bechitza is not eating nefesh, when we're talking about Bechitza forever, right, that we say Rabbi Yossi says that's not eating nefesh, you're right, it's not eating nefesh, but it's still an issue of Beino Mavena. And that will entitle him to be Meferet, because it's not, it's been an issue of Beino Mavena, but not, even though it's not eating nefesh. And therefore, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, there is relevance to saying that it's one day, because of this difference in Beino Levena. So the guy's eating nefesh, there's no difference between one day and forever, because it's always not eating nefesh. The only question is, it's a Beino Levena, that's between difference between one day and many days.
I'm saying anyone can say, even in those days, right, that, you know, that not going to wash forever is not going to be eating nefesh, doesn't make any sense.
I don't even know what to say. It's Rabbi Yossi's opinion. I don't know.
Not according to everybody.
Right.
I mean, the very hard thing.
All the Rishon, everybody suggests, because the Gemara's in other places, suggests that Rabbi Yossi holds that Rechitza is not eating nefesh, even when she does not wash over a long duration. Nobody disagrees with that. We're always just trying to find answers to why it says Yom Echad here. And everybody's trying to address the gears at hand, not why Rabbi Yossi holds that it's Mechitza Zolom is not eating nefesh. Alright, I have to go on. I don't really have a good insight into why Rabbi Yossi believes that. Alright, so you turn the page on.
On our Ta'anisim, it's one of the Yenim. And that's even for.
So Gemara's going to address that right now. Alright, good. Shanita, so the Gemara says, Shanita, im erchat, im lo. So you address, if I will wash. Im lo erchat, if you don't me. What's the case if I will not wash? Right, Elaim Damar Tipsar had not Bechitza the Olam Alai. I will restrict it from washing Imlo Erchatayom if I will not wash today. Lam Lo Havara. Why would she have Hara? Tit Taschei. Let her wash today, right, and she will not trigger the Neder, right, and then it won't be a problem because there's no Nibul Diyom after because she's actually washing today. Rav Yehuda Damar Anar Bechitza Alai. I will not be able to wash the Olam Imlo Erchat Me Mishri. If I do not wash myself today in water that had flax soaked in it, which is disgusting. And similarly, she would write by the other case of Milo et kashet, I will not, you know, put on makeup, I will not get dressed up. Locate in Milo et kashet beneft. Right, if I do not put on neft, which is a horrible smelling, right, oil or oil derivative,
petrol
product or something, right? That if she does not anoint herself with that, which would be horrible, right, then I will not forever wash myself. So the tnai is in a position where it's so, if she keeps the tnai, it'll be disgusting. Right? It'll be so bad that if she keeps the tnai, that we assume that she's not going to keep the tnai, and she will trigger the net there, which will not allow her to either wash forever or not allow her to put on makeup forever, which would then be a problem of inui nefesh. So the Gemara says, well, im lo et kashet, I will not anoint myself. Lichluchu. What do you mean? If you will not put on neft, that's not considered putting on perfume. I will not anoint myself. That's considered putting on dirt. So the Amar of Yehuda, the Amra anat v'chitza le'olam alai. That's a case where she says, I forever will not get benefit from washing im erchat hayom if I wash today. Which is not a problem, because then, right, she consider shua slo erchat, and then she takes a separate shua that she will not wash today. Anat yishut alai, I will not anoint myself. I will not put on perfumes or makeup. Olam imet kashet hayom. If I do put on perfume today, ushua shlo et kashet, then I take a shua that I will not put on perfume. So now you're running into nidre nefesh, right, because of the addition of the Shavua. Right, and that's what the Loet Kashet is. The Loet Kashet and Lorachat have to do with the Shavua aspect of this nether. That's in addition to the nether aspect of the Hamalei Ravina Lorvashi.
So we're taking Neft out of both codes?
Yeah, we're taking Neft out altogether. Neft and May Mishra, they're all gone now. Basically, we're using the exact same tnai that we use for erchat, but we added on, in addition to that, shvua shlo erchat and shvua shlo etz kashet. In addition, that's what they added on. So, Amalei Ravina Ravashi, hi, elu dvarim. our mission talks about il dvarim shem inu nefesh, right? Or I'm sorry, ilu nidarim. I'm not reading dvarim. I'm just reading. But ilu nidarim, right? That are inu nefesh, right? And ushvot mi baile the midday. It should have written nidarim ushvot. According to you, there's two ushvot. There's a neder and there's a shvua. But our mission is only addressing nidarim. So why didn't it say the word shvua? It says no problem. We can solve that problem. I'm like tani ilu nidarim ushvot. Or just amend the mission to read Elu Nidarim Ushvot that have Inui Nefesh in them. So we'll take care of that. Or those that say Shavuos Nami Hainu Nidarim. The Shavuos also come under the frame of Nidarim. The word Neder, right, is a broad topic, a broad headline, which includes both Nidarim and Shavuos. We've seen this in the Ran a number of times before. But when the Gemara says Neder, it doesn't always mean Neder. It could mean Shavuah or Neder. Or the other way around, when it says Shavua, it could also mean Neder and Shavua. The Gemara uses them interchangeably, right, even though they do have specific meaning. So here over here, too, how do we know this? It's now we have a Mishnah, Kenidrei Rishayim. Person takes a Neder, what's considered like a Neder Rishayim? Nazir b'Nazir over Karban of Shavua. Took a Neder Nizirus, a Korban, the word Korban, which is a Neder, of Shavua, and he made a Shavua. And yet they call it Nidrei Rishayim. And this is the neder of the shame if you make a shavua. So why is the shavua called a neder? So you see that under the rubric or under the general term neder, you include both nidarim and shavua. So even though it says in our Mishnah ilu nidarim, it would refer to both nidarim and to shavua. That ends this. This section of the Gemara, I will point out, in the Ran asks, why, how come in this stage of the Gemara doesn't ask the problem of Tanai, of the issue of Tanai. If you look in the Ran, right across from where we are in the Gemara, it's a couple lines up, the last word on the line is Veleka. That's another on the word line is Veleka. You see that? A couple lines up from where we are in the Gemara, the last word on the line is Veleka. Now you can't ask the question, that this condition does not have inu nefesh. Because the problem is not simply tonight, but also the shavua. And the shavua, lo shalechas, let's be tonight. Because the shavua itself has no condition in it. So you can't write tnai zeh, because Rabbi Yossi is not simply arguing on the tnai or the condition in the neder, he's also arguing on the aspect of the shavua. And the shavua itself has no condition in it. She says, shavua shlo erchatz, or shavua shlo etz kashet hayom, right? Which makes that neder. So v'nir bein, right? V'lahaki naktinu tana v'hani trei gavne. That's why the Tana told us about these different cases. Lashmiyunan rebusa. Explain to us the Chiddush, the Rabbanan, or the Rabbi Yossi. The Chiddush in the Rabbanan and the Chiddush Rabbi Yossi. Da'afal pish lo chala neder legamrei mefer. Number one is, even though the neder is not chal entirely, right, he's able to be made for the neder. Mishum b'busa the Rabbanan, now God will say it's not. And therefore, they made this last case here has a tnai and a shavua in it, right? And since so, why did the Tana get such a convoluted case where there's a tnai and a shavua? So that's what he said. He wants to say that there's a chiddush in the Rabbanan and a chiddush Rabbi Yossi. The chiddush according to the Rabbanan is that even though it's a tnai that will be triggered in it in the future, the Chum say you'll have to be made for it today. The shavua that I will not wash myself today, that's a chiddush of Rabbi Yossi below tnai. Even though it takes effect immediately, like a inoi klal. The point of Rabbi Yossi, not washing is not considered an inoi at all. So he came up with this convoluted case, which included both the tnai and the shavua, to show you the koach of chachamim and to show you the koach of Rabbi Yossi. So the koach of Rabbi Yossi is to show you that he does not believe that rechitza is a problem in inu nefesh at all. And therefore, even when you take the shavua shlo erchatz, or shavua shlo kashet, right, Rabbi Yossi, that's not inu nefesh, and the husband does not have the right to be made for the nether. Number two is, we want to show the power of the chachamim that even when she takes a tnai, so maybe she should be able to be made for the nether, but the other nether, which is conditioned on a tnai, maybe he should not be able to be made for the nether until it's triggered. So there, we see the power of the chachamim, that even though the neder is not triggered, when the t'nai involves dinei nefesh in it, or the t'nai involves beinu lebeina, that already allows him to be mefer for the future. And that's what we saw
even before, for one day.
Right, even for one day, right? But that's what we saw before in the Ran, that the Rabbeinu Yonah suggested that the chamin believe you can only be mefer in the future where the t'nai has some aspect of dinei nefesh or beinu lebeina in it, but not when it's just t'nai. It's not.
It's because t'nai. No, we're talking about this issue of b'chitza, whether it's dinei nefesh or not. So, yeah, let's say the halacha is like on Tisha B'Av. If you're dirty, if you're really dirty, then you can wash it. In other
right.
case, what's also is only b'chitza
shel hana.
Right. So maybe that's it. Maybe that's the reason. When she's dirty, to wash herself, that she can still do it. Right? But to bathe for pleasure, that's what she's forbidding on herself.
Okay, it's interesting. It's an interesting idea. Right, but there, the Gemara, when it's talking about that you're allowed to rebroke, it's dirt, that's when it's like obviously chalachan. You're like, if you get your hands in mud, you're allowed to rinse off the mud.
Right,
but the mud, like sweat and stuff like that, would not necessarily be considered.
No, right? But the reason that you're not allowed to, is that that's not what was ever intended to be awesome.
That's even stronger. Maybe you could apply it, erchat, to going to the mikvah. It's really people in there.
Right. You know. Right. So mitzvah, or there may not be hana. That's what we talk about, that the person can go to the, a man may be able to go to the mikvah on
Zayla.
On Yom Kippur. Not a man, not on Yom Kippur. I'm saying a man may be able to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur morning because that's not a rechitza la'ana. It's a rechitza, right? It's a rechitza l'shem tara. I mean, a woman obviously can't because there's no inyan of, there's no tashmish shemitah on Yom Kippur, so there's no reason for her to go to the mikvah. But a man could go to the mikvah for that, like you're suggesting. But the dinei nefesh, so that's interesting. So you're saying that if there's, maybe that explains Rabbi Yossi's position, that we let her remove dirt from her, but still, although, to be honest, it's still, you know, I mean, if she's sweaty and she's smells.
I'm trying to understand that wouldn't be at least been no way now.
Right, although in their day, again, they didn't wear deodorants. That smell was not a consideration for what to me we can say offensive in the smell if a person doesn't wash or now, deodorant in their time was not even an issue because nobody did. Everybody smelled that way, right?
But you see, because of how many that it was an issue. So they must have felt that way to some extent.
The Chachamim, right, the Chachamim believe that it's an issue. So, yes, but Rabbi Yossi, I don't know. Now the Gemara is going to discuss your issue, which is Yom HaKippur. All right, so now here we go, continuing the Gemara. V'amru, Rabban Rechitza Isbe Yinu Nefesh, Kilo Raksa. The Chachamim really believe that there's Yinu Nefesh when you don't wash? Raminu. So we have a problem by Yom Kippurim. Even though there, what are the chamishas inuim? The chamishas inuim are achila, achila shtia, rechitza, sicha, and tashmish amita, right? And nilat asanda. And so those are chamishas inuim. Yet, even though there are five inuim, apopisha asu bekulam, inanosh karis alba ocha b'shote. The only time there's a punishment of karis on Yom Kippur for violating the inuim nefesh is if you eat or drink, or osim alacha, or you do work. So you see that even though these are the chamishas inuim, it's not enough of an inuim to trigger a chiyuv karis. But according to the Chachamim, if it's really true, then when you do not wash on Yom Kippur, that is really an inuim. Then when you wash on Yom Kippur, that should be a violation of inuim nefesh, and therefore it should be chiyuv karis. So Amarava, no, min yona de kro. You can learn out from the context. Right, that you must afflict yourselves. Milsa de yoda inuyo. Right, that it has to be something where it's obvious, your affliction is obvious. If one doesn't wash for the day, it's not so obvious that they are the inuy. Many times people skip a shower for a day, skip washing for the day. So therefore it's not an obvious form of inuy. What's an obvious form of inuy? Not eating and not drinking. And drinking, it's very obvious that the person's either, you know, they're weak, or that they feel, or they're doing something that's out of the ordinary. And that's the inuy nefesh that the Yom Kippur demands. And therefore the Kriyum Christ is only tanuah nafshu techem, when it has to do with obvious inuy. Whereas Gabi Nidarim, Dichtim Kol Neder, Bechol Shvuat Yisar La Not Nefesh, Milsud Asile De Inuy. It's anything that will come to inuy. Right? Kilo Raksa Asile De Inuy. When she doesn't wash, she will end up coming to a point of inuy. Not that it has to be obvious at the time, but it's something that will lead le'anot nefesh, will reach a point of inuy nefesh. Not that it is inuy nefesh today, but it will reach a point of inuy nefesh. She says there's a difference in the psukim, what you're looking for. Everybody agrees that rechitza, or at least the chamim agree that rechitza is inuy nefesh. Question is, what's the question looking for in terms of inuy nefesh? private garden, it's anything that will come to Inyan Nefesh, and that's Rechitza, even includes Rechitza. Whereas by Yom HaKippurim, it has something that is now Inyan Nefesh, something that is immediately, obviously, Inyan Nefesh, and that's not true of Rechitza. Rechitza says something that takes duration or time to become obvious that it is Inyan Nefesh, or for it to become a problem of Inyan Nefesh, rather than simply Nibul, right? But to become Inyan Nefesh, something that where you don't wash yourself over a longer duration of time. That would be the difference. Although, to be honest with you, the Gemara could have answered up differently. The Gemara in Yoma asks the question, but why is it Rechitza? Why aren't these other things in Inyan Nefesh? The Gemara in Yoma says that's because the Pasuk says that Inyan Nefesh, and right by it says that, by that Pasuk, it says that the only Inyan Nefesh is when there's Ibud. And that it has to be Ibud Nefesh, because it says in the Psukim by Yom HaKippurim that it has to be, it says, Vibati et, where's the Pasuk? Vibati et the Nefesh Hazu, right? It says that I will wipe out this nefesh who does not keep the inu nefesh, and call us nefesh asher lo tuuned et meyotzer, right? Vavati nefesh ahu, I will wipe out this nefesh. The Gemara there has a hekesh between the inu nefesh and havati, and only ibud nefesh is considered, only things that are havada, destruction of the body, are considered inu nefesh. And what is considered destruction of the body? That's eating, the lack of eating, and the lack of drinking. That is considered inu nefesh. So the Gemara could have answered like the Gemara in Yoma. The reason that there's only Inyan Nefesh by Rechitza is that because that's not Ibud HaNefesh. That's not a destruction of the body. That's not taking away the body, taking away something, sustenance of the body. And that's how they could have answered. Although the Gemara here just gave a different answer, which is that the context is different. And that's the Gemara answer, but they could have answered like they did in Gemara and Yoma. Alright. So we thought you knew it has to be an interpretive. Alright, we did that. Now, last thing. Barami Rabbi Yossi had Rabbi Yossi. This is what the Rishonim were referring to before, Rishol, about the steering Rabbi Yossi. Last guy. Mayan Shal Bnei Ayir. This is an interesting case. You have a spring in a city. Chayeyem b'chayey acherim. If it's talking about whether there's only enough water in the spring to support them and not the other city, another city, then chayeyem kodmim. The chayey acherim. Then we give them precedence over the other people. Right? That's because you're chayeyem kodmim. We always say chayeyem kodmim. If there's only enough water to support their flocks, but not the flocks of others or other cities, their money or their possessions take precedence. All of these seem obvious at this point, right? If there's only enough water to launder their own clothing, but not those of the other city, so basically, mission pretty straightforward that the Bnei Ayir always get precedence because it's their city, it's their Mayan, so we give them precedence. But now, look at this. Now, what happens if you have Kvisatan, Kvisatan, Kaya Kerim, Ukvisatan. What happens if you have a steer between their life, I mean, if they don't drink, they're going to die, and your laundry. So what you would think is pretty obvious, right?
Their life.
Kaya Kerim, Kodim Ukvisatan, would seem pretty simple, right? That you give precedence to life over laundering. Except, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kvisatan Kodim Ed, Kaya Kerim. That we allow the residents of the city to launder in front of the lives of others. So why? Obviously you have to answer why does Rabbi Yossi believe. It's not simply that he's a capitalist, meaning that he believes that their money takes precedence, but he must believe that Kvisa has some sort of effect that is...
But
he's saying, Hashka Kvisa, or Rabbi Yossi Yishu, but Tsar Guf, right, that has such a pain, meaning that it's Rabbi Yossi, you have to say the Ron says...
It doesn't mean life or death.
It could mean life or death, but here, the Ron says, if you look in the last line in the Ron, it's the last two words in the second to last line, it's clearly the Rabbi Yossi, the Kevin, the Bniyat, Kvisa, Ika, Tzara, Tufa. It's so painful, Chaya Nefeshu, it becomes a life issue. So it's on the same level as Chaya Acheri. Right? It's up to the point where it's life-threatening. So, Amar Yeshiva Tzar Guf. So, Yeshiva Tzar Guf Kulo Lo Koshkin. So, if laundering is enough of a reason for Rabbi Yossi to say that it takes precedence over other people's lives, then not washing yourself, shouldn't that be enough? So, Amar says, Amar Ein Din. He says, to be Salima the Rabbi Yossi, that laundering is more stringent or more problematic for Rabbi Yossi than washing yourself. So the lack of either brushing or washing one's hair, right? Machili deyavira causes blindness. Arbavita demane, one who does not want launder or brush out their clothes. Machili deyashamumita leaves a person in a state of craziness. Shamumu, right? Craziness. Arbavita debufa, one who does not wash their body. Sweep off their body. Machili deyashichane vikibe. We'll come to shchin.
Which I guess is not as bad.
Shchin and kibe, which are seem to be ababuot, blisters. You'll have blisters, boils and blisters, or, right? Shchin and kibe. So that's the difference between them. That there, one is, right, if you do not wash, brush your hair out all the time, then you will get a, you will have, what do you call it, a, you have these problems. With one will lead to blindness, so that's one. Number two is if you do not wash your clothing all the time, then the Ron says it's because the clothing, who says that? So the clothing, one of the Rishonim here says that the clothing, the Rush says when the clothing rubs against you all the time, when it's dirty, it will always rub against the body and it will drive the person crazy. And that will drive them to a point of craziness. The Ron just says that the, and the dirt, or the dirt of the clothing will drive a person to craziness or timon levav. Whereas again, the not washing the body will only lead to blisters or boils and blisters, and that, it has, according to the Ron, has refuah, his ability to cure that. That has a ability to be rectified, whereas shimum, going crazy, is something that is not easily rectified. And that once a person reaches that mental state, mental illness is something that cannot easily be cured, whereas, you know, physical illness is something that can be addressed. And that's the difference between not laundering the clothing that leads to shimum, going crazy, right, going insane, which is hard to cure, whereas not washing the body leads to a physical discomfort, which can always be addressed, right, in the future. And that's why the Ron says there's a difference between them, and then Rabbi Yossi would differentiate between not laundering and not washing one's body. And this is the proof that the Rishonim have, that Rabbi Yossi believes that not washing means not washing forever. I mean, that he thinks that it's not eating nefesh no matter what. You know, that even forever, not just for one day, but even for an extended period of time. Right, stop here.